Hello, we're back for another fall preseason sports show, and I'm here with the girls' tennis coach, Coach Sophie Chambers. Coach Chambers, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're getting close to the start of the season. You're now in your third year as the head coach of the girls' tennis team. When it gets to this time of year, season's right around the corner. How's the energy with the team and the excitement level?
This team is so positive. We have gigantic numbers this year, 25 girls out plus a manager, really growing the team and the sport, and we're blessed to have such interest. But also this group of girls are so supportive of each other and really just encouraging at every level.
Now, last year you were able to win your fifth straight district championship as a team. Can you talk about that season? What were the successes, the highlights of last year's group?
The highlights of last year were that we had some new juniors jump up and really fill some spots for us. And so it was fun to see them have some wild success like that, but also to have those veterans at the 1-2-3 who really held us solid and continued that tradition, like you said. Now, one of the things we are very aware of is that Misha has restructured Class 1 tennis for this year. So instead of a district of 4 teams or 5 teams, we will have between 8 to 10 teams in our district. So between not having courts this summer due to the wonderful construction for new courts, and then also having a double or larger district, it will be a very different experience at districts this year.
Yeah, that will certainly present some challenges in a much bigger district field. I do want to mention just one more highlight of last year. Of course, it was Riley Washburn and Izzy Gar that were able to make a great doubles pairing all the way to fourth place in the state. Can you talk about just their impact on this girls' tennis program and what kind of void they will have left behind for this year's group?
Yeah, the void is definitely big in terms of having your 1, 2, and 3 all leave at the same time, because you're asking your 4, 5, 6 kind of girls to suddenly play number 1 and 2 girls. That's a big jump for anybody. Luckily, we have some real veterans coming into those slots. We have 5 seniors in our top 6, so I'm thankful for that. But we have a lot of new, really excited young girls. And I think what Izzy and Riley did for us in their success is that they showed how fun and engaging tennis can be and how competitive. And so I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing our team grow in size, because the publicity has definitely helped, but also they motivated other girls to reach for the same type of success.
It's great that you have such a large group of players out this season. Who are going to be the senior leaders now, this next group of leadership that's going to be relied upon, not only to bring up the rest of the team, but also to contribute on the court?
Correct. Micah Crow is currently ranked as our number 1. We are still finishing up a few challenge matches, so I do want to clarify that. But Micah Crow is now on her 3rd year of varsity starting, so she really brings a lot of experience and steadiness to our team. Kiana Morgan and Keely Shira and Bianca Clark are all returning varsity starters from last year. Sarah George did a little bit of subbing for us on varsity last year. So between those 5 seniors, lots of experience, just big jumps in terms of ranks that they have to play.
Talking with Coach Chambers of the girls' tennis team, who are some of the newcomers into the varsity ranks as you begin this season trying to fill out this top roster?
Well, Jasmine McLean is a sophomore who was one of my mid-range JV players last year, and she put in so much time and effort. Her dad even built a grass court for her, since we had no courts at her home, and she has jumped to my number 5 this year. She is eager and motivated and has a lot of good years in front of her. And then some of her classmates in our juniors and seniors are really filling in those 7, 8, 9 gaps. And then the other exciting thing is that Lydia Bonderer, who was a softball player for the Hornets last year, has shifted to tennis, and she's such a natural athlete because she is a state medalist in basketball and a state medalist in track twice, I think. So that athleticism is powerful. Now we just need some courts at Danner Park to teach her some tennis, and she got her friend Lexi Smith to shift to tennis, and so we have some excitement brewing in the younger grades, but those sophomores and juniors still want it really bad as well.
Well, that is definitely exciting. And as you mentioned, the challenges with the courts in the off season, what is the plan? What is it going to look like from now until the first matches? And what are you hoping to see in terms of progression for the team from here until the start of the match season?
We have thankfully been allowed to practice at Trenton High School, where there are four courts. They're nice courts. And Trenton didn't have to allow us to do that, but thankfully their coach and their AD have graciously shared their courts with us. The only hard part is that we have to go after their practices, so we're having a lot of late-night practices in Trenton with lots of parent rides and buses. So those parts are challenging just in terms of the girls being tired now that they're back to school. But thankfully, last year I added the Joplin tournament and the Platte County tournament, and both of those are against schools much bigger than us that we won't have to see in our class in terms of districts or sectionals. However, tennis is not allowed to have jamborees or scrimmages based on MSHA rules, and so I look at Joplin and Platte County as our scrimmages, as our jamborees to start the season. So I love that in the next 2 weeks, all of my top players will get about 10 solid high rank matches just to warm up before we start seeing our district and conference.
That is really good. It gives them a little bit of time to get acclimated to the start of the season. And as we talk about the start of the season, when are these first big matches, whether you're talking about maybe a district opponent, a conference opponent, and then first times being able to play locally for people to come out and support?
I believe September 9th is our first home meet this year, which gives the construction crews a little bit more time to finish the courts, right? And then, but we go away to Savannah. That's our first real duel where things matter for conference and districts. So Savannah on September 4th, I believe. And so really after Labor Day is when we hit the ground running.
And as you see this team develop, I know you've gotten to get some practices in, but of course some more coming. What do you think some of the strengths of this year's teams are going to be, whether it's singles, doubles, you know, what kind of things you think your team's going to really be able to pride themselves on?
Well, as I mentioned before, the positivity is going to carry them far because they're really lifting each other up, and greatness breeds greatness. So I think that they are pushing each other, which is the best thing we can see as coaches. But also, I think we have really great strengths at both singles and doubles. We were talking about, you know, how to play people at the Joplin tournament just next week, and it was really clear to us, these guys are really single-focused, and these guys are really doubles-focused. And sometimes as a coach, you have a lot of doubt as a which place to place them, but this year it seems more clear-cut, so that is nice to see their strengths shine.
And one last question for you, Coach Chambers. We talked about the success of last year and recent years. What are some of the goals, maybe team goals, or just what do you want to see from this team by the end of the season to categorize it as a success?
To be quite honest, we haven't set those same types of goals, not because of lack of skill or talent on our team, but because we had no courts all summer and we don't know when we'll have our courts this year. We're not putting that pressure on any of them or ourselves. We want to enjoy tennis and we want the girls to enjoy tennis and just feel good about what they accomplished. So this week, they all have to write down one team goal they have and one individual goal. And so we will work hard to help them honor their own goals, and we'll see where that takes us. And we'll just be really thankful and blessed to be playing on beautiful new courts.
Yes, I can't wait for that as well. Well, thank you so much for your time, Coach Chambers, and we look forward to following along all season.
Thank you so much.